Sure appreciated the young people sharing with their musical talents today, didn't you? Do you know this name, Cleopas? I have never heard a mother name their son Cleopas, and yet it's one of my favorite names. Cleopas and his friend were on a journey. It was a journey home. It was a journey full of sadness, discouragement. Just a little town, the town of Emmaus, maybe 7 or 8 miles to the northwest of Jerusalem. To add to their discouragement, to their sadness, was a confusion. Because there were these ladies, the sisters, that were part of their extended family, that had reported visions of angels at the tomb. And they'd also talked about actually seeing Jesus in his spirit body. And so to get away from all that and to sort of clear their minds and to put some distance between themselves and possible danger on the part of the Sanhedrin and their soldiers, they decided to find their way, their path toward home, toward Emmaus. And as they stumbled along, discouraged and disheartened, a traveler joined them in the journey. Seeing their discouraged faces, he inquired politely as to the reason for it. And stopping in their tracks, I can see it now, they look at him in astonishment. "Do you mean you haven't heard? You didn't realize that the great prophet and rabbi Jesus was arrested falsely? That he was sentenced, that he was crucified over the weekend? And we thought, we were sure that he was the one who would deliver us. That he was the one who the prophecies had foretold." And then in my mind's eye, I can see Jesus confronting them with a startling statement, a way to burst that bubble of demonic despair that enveloped them. We read the story. Please turn with me, if you would, to Luke, the 24th chapter. Verse 17, we'll begin. Luke 24, 17. "And he said to them, 'What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?'" And then skipping ahead to verse 25. "Then he said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.'" And then we read how Jesus began to tell them the gospel story. The story that they had, for some reason, never put together in their mind. He started with Genesis and works his way all the way up to Malachi. And he tells them this incredible story of how the Messiah had been foretold and how all the symbols and every part of the worship service was leading up to this dramatic conclusion that had just occurred only hours previously. And I can imagine as they walked along and they listened, they were absolutely spellbound. And those miles, that 3-hour trip just disappeared underneath their feet. And all of a sudden, they were in the outskirts of Emmaus. And the gentleman began to move off. And they said, "Oh, please, don't go. Come and spend the night with us. Come and break bread with us." We smile condescendingly today. We're reading the story from our safe vantage point, aren't we? How could they have been so blind, we wonder, as to not have recognized Jesus in their very midst? But are we really so different than they? Difficulties and disappointments abound, just as they did in first century Palestine. Relationships disintegrate, jobs evaporate, health deteriorates. God is dead, some say. The Bible is not to be trusted. We too read of people who have had visions, and we hear rumors of Jesus' return. And so we may be going through bad times. Perhaps we have never felt so discouraged. And here we are, stumbling along, confused and disheartened. And we find ourselves here at the Orangevale Seventh-day Adventist Church on Sabbath morning. And we discover it's communion, no less. And that it's our privilege to be able to break bread with our brothers and sisters and to wash each other's feet, just as we always have. But today, I want to suggest, can be different than 100 communions that you have been to before. We can experience a breakthrough in the same way that Cleopas did so long ago. Stopped in our tracks, the balloons of discouragement and despair burst forever. The opportunity exists for us to leave this sanctuary today with a new faith, with a renewed vision and purpose. And so you ask, what could possibly make such a profound difference in my life today? Would you turn to Luke 24 and verse 30 for the answer to that question? Luke 24, verse 30. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, he blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then verse 31 says, their eyes were opened, and they knew him. Their eyes were opened, and they knew him. After Jesus broke the bread, after he passed it around, all of a sudden, as they ate it, there was this sudden, miraculous opening of their eyes, the scripture says. They saw Jesus for the first time. The one who had been there all along. And I want to suggest to you, beloved, that that is the answer. To see Jesus. Perhaps for the first time in celebrating the communion service. To recognize that Jesus is the solution to all of our problems, to every difficulty. To open our eyes of faith this morning as we eat this bread and as we share the cup together. To see Jesus as he is. to give Him your heartaches, your shattered dreams, your heavy burdens, to let Him pick you up, to let Him wash you clean. And when you do that, you're going to find that the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, today make us like Cleopas. Open our eyes to see Jesus, to experience a breakthrough, a puncturing of the clouds that even now might be bringing such discouragement and such despair to our hearts. Oh Lord, we want to leave today with a renewed sense of faith and vision and trust in You. Thank You for hearing our prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. First Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning in verse 23, those familiar words. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. And then in the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. I'd like to invite Scott to lead us in prayer. And as we do so, let's respond to the Holy Spirit's drawing and opening our eyes and helping us to see Jesus as we pray.
So bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, the gift that You gave us, the suffering that You went through, and Your lifeblood being poured out. We thank You so much for that gift, for that forgiveness, for the covering of the sins that would kill us eternally otherwise. Lord, as we partake today of the bread and the juice, we realize that these are just symbols that we're taking, but we're going to eat and drink them in remembrance of You.
Yes.
And as a proclamation that we're followers of You. And Lord, we want You to shine through us. We want our lives to be living examples of Your love. Amen.
Okay, we'll stand. The only way that that can happen is as we pray and allow Jesus to open our eyes, as we've been talking about that. Cindy is so good about being sort of a minute man. And I'm thinking right now, our hymn that you see in the bulletin, that's an awesome hymn, I chose it. But I want to change it. I want to do that hymn, Cindy, that you and I talked about already today, and close with the idea of fastening our eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Would you take your hymnals, please? Thank you, Cindy. Let's turn to 290. Sing it prayerfully. Sing it with meaning and with passion. Just the first stanza and then the chorus all together. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace today and throughout this week. In his blessed name I pray. Amen.